This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon member countries of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. Addressing the 26th SCO summit in Bishkek today, the Prime Minister said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. The leaders of the member states also signed the Bishkek Declaration on the 25th anniversary of the organization following the summit in Kyrgyzstan today. Mr. Modi expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world. He said wars and conflicts are not a solution to any problem, and all disputes should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi said India had proposed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Civilization Dialogue Forum last year. He expressed happiness that its first session will be held in India this year. Our correspondent reports, India's priorities have found prominent place in the SCO Bishkek Declaration. More from our correspondent.
The declaration reaffirmed the idea of one earth, one family, one future for developing dialogue. The declaration also stressed greater scientific, technical and innovative cooperation through active participation of young people, including the SCO Young Scientist Forum, an Indian initiative. Leaders welcomed the SCO Civilization Dialogue Forum to be held in India this year and noted India's initiative of the SCO Young Authors Conclave. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
Prime Minister Modi has left for New Delhi after concluding his successful visit to Kyrgyzstan. The Supreme Court today ordered the closure of FIRs registered across the country over students' protests related to the NEET paper leak issue held from the 20th to 25th of July. The court directed that the cases should not be pursued or investigated and must be treated as closed for all purposes. The top court also quashed the FIRs related to student protests mentioned in applications filed by the centre, Delhi Police, Bihar, West Bengal, Maharashtra and Assam. It extended the order across the country. The apex court has, however, allowed the Delhi Police to pursue one FIR against 2,873 individuals who were present in the Jantar Mantar protests as they had serious criminal antecedents. The bench recorded the statement of Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, who represented the centre. He said a policy to provide compensation to the families of students who died by suicide following the cancellation of NEET UG 2026 will be formulated within 3 months. The bench also recorded a statement by the CJP announcing the withdrawal of its proposed protest march in Delhi on the 5th of this month. The government today welcomed the decision announced by the CJP to call off the protest scheduled for Saturday, the 5th. Talking to media in New Delhi, Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda assured that the cases registered against the protesting students would be withdrawn and that no harsh action would be taken against them in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the valedictory session of departmental summit of Jal Shakti Ministry in New Delhi tomorrow. The two-day departmental summit, commenced today, is the first in a series of departmental summits envisioned by the Prime Minister to strengthen the spirit of Team India and deepen cooperative federalism. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the police commissioners of Delhi and Gautam Buddh Nagar and Mainpuri Superintendent of Police in Uttar Pradesh in connection with the alleged sexual assault of a girl by a driver and a conductor of a bus that she boarded from Greater Noida. The incident took place on the 4th of last month. The commission has asked them to submit a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks, including the status of the investigation and compensation, if any, paid to the victim. The commission issued notices to them after taking suo motu cognizance of the media report. The commission has observed that the contents of the news report, if true, raise serious issues of human rights violations. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda has made an early exit from the China Masters Super 750 tournament in Shenzhen, Guangdong province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.